In a quiet corner of Beaux-Arts, the Center for Fine Art in Brussels, Belgium, a new exhibition, Timbuktu Renaissance, curated by Dr. Abdelkader Haidara, displays 16 ancient manuscripts from the 11th to the 18th century, a sample of works handed down from generation to generation in the learned city of Timbuktu, Mali. That music in the background is Tumani Diabate and Beleke Sissoko's Kora Duo, also part of the exhibition. Haidara walks through the exhibition.
We chose these manuscripts to show the different subjects in the text. Here, you see two that speak of astronomy. Look at the designs here. There are people who think that the manuscripts are in Arabic and are about religion, and only the Quran. And there are some about the Quran and religion, but also of other things. And here's a manuscript that's about mathematics. You see the calculations. The results. And here's one that speaks about human rights. And here's one about philosophy.
But these ancient texts have a story unto themselves. A story of survival in the midst of an occupation, spearheaded by Dr. Haidara himself, the general director of the Mama Haidara Manuscript Library in Timbuktu, a guardian of the manuscripts. In 2012, Tuareg and Islamic separatists took over northern Mali, imposing draconian-style Islam on an already devout people. The invaders destroyed crucial works of Malian heritage, including the tombs of Muslim saints listed with UNESCO, the UN Cultural Protection Agency. Haidara saw what could be the fate of some of the 3,555 ancient manuscripts in Timbuktu.
After Timbuktu was occupied, there was total disorder. I went to some buildings, administrative offices, which were pillaged. I saw lots of important administrative papers all over town, and that really, really shocked me. I thought automatically of the manuscripts, because those manuscripts are also made of paper.
Haidara spoke with other librarians in Timbuktu and sprung into action.
We agreed to put the manuscripts from the libraries into metal cases and then bring them to different families. And that's what we did at the beginning.
These were the same families who had given the ancient manuscripts they had in their possession to Haidara. All but 4,202 of them were saved. Fast forward to June of this year, when Mali's cultural minister, Ndiaye Ramatoulaye Diallo, visited Belgium. Kathleen Lowe is the project manager for Africa at Beaux-Arts. Lowe met Minister Diallo and speaks about how Mali is looking to reposition itself after the conflict.
She is launching an initiative to revive the country's economy and mood and spirit through culture, and particularly in Timbuktu, to launch a reconciliation effort through valorization of the manuscripts.
Lowe says that Haidara, in his capacity as the president of Savama DCI, an NGO for safeguarding and valuing manuscripts for the defense of Islamic culture, made this special trip across the Sahel to Brussels.
And basically he came with them in his suitcase, so he carries them personally. They travel business class with him, and they arrive. We don't have to organize a special transport independently from him. So he's their guardian.
Haidara knows these manuscripts personally, and says they're priceless.
The value of the manuscripts, well, each one has its own value. Each researcher has his own choice. And here, there are manuscripts in this exhibition that speak about corruption, that speak about when corruption starts and how it develops in society, in government, in a family. And it gives advice. How can we avoid corruption? Therefore, that's a manuscript that is very important and that should be translated, that should be published, because everyone could use it. So, the manuscripts are very valuable, and you can't put a price on them.
Not all the manuscripts are in Arabic. Some 7% are in Ajami, an Arabic script from the African languages of Pul, Swahili, Wolof, and Hausa. So what secrets, if any, can be unlocked by these manuscripts? Haidara points to a tract sheathed in leather, written by El Haj Al Martel, a Mali sage who, while on his way to Mecca for a pilgrimage, found that a war had broken out between Borno State and Sokoto State in present-day Nigeria. Martel stayed to mediate.
And when it was finished, when the war was over, Al-Hajj al-Matel wrote about everything he used, such as diplomacy, the arguments he took from the Quran, the arguments he took from tradition, the ancient examples that he learnt from old manuscripts. He wrote all of this here. And these manuscripts were never published, never translated, and they can perhaps help us to resolve a big problem today, which is conflict.
Could this reveal a way to deal with Boko Haram, the current Islamic insurgency in northern Nigeria?
Yes, this is a good example to settle disputes. Therefore, we'd like to translate this and to publish it in English and to send it to Nigeria, and in French and send it to Europe, and in local languages in Africa. We can send it all over for people to understand that we have to return to reality.
Among the tracts on human rights, astronomy and medicine is an excerpt of the Quran. It stands out as one of the most beautiful in the collection, and it's project manager Kathleen Lowe's favorite.
Yes, I think it's the oldest piece, the 11th century Quran sheet. We only have one of the pages, but it's actually a full manuscript, and it's quite amazing.
It's the second surat, a chapter in the Quran called The Cattle, verse 56 and 57. The elegant calligraphy is written in bright red and blue, as well as brown, the typical color of the ink used by the majority of the manuscripts. And near the center of the page is a large gilded gold teardrop. Haidara explains.
This is a Quran manuscript that was written on fish skin. Here you can see how it was decorated, how it is gilded, how these words are in a different color, because that's a holy book.
That's Imarhan Timbuktu's album, Akal Warled, featured in the Timbuktu Renaissance exhibition. The jihadists remain a threat in northern Mali, where they claim that they are fighting for the true Islam. Haidara managed not to encounter any militants during his rescue operation, but he questions their ideology and their quest to destroy the heritage of Timbuktu.
We work with ancient manuscripts that were written in the 11th, 12th, 14th, 15th, 16th century. Therefore, we always follow the ancient ones, the old books, the old manuscripts that were written by great scholars, and that is our religion. We can't follow something that in reality is new. That's our way.
Haidara was persuaded by family members at a young age to take up his vocation as the guardian of the manuscripts. He's passing on his knowledge to his six children about conservation, Arabic calligraphy, and how to read Arabic. But he also makes sure the relatives of those who originally owned the manuscripts also benefit from their heritage.
Outside my house in Timbuktu, we hold classes every year during school holidays in a manuscripts library for the children of those who originally kept the texts, so that they know what we are doing and they can continue after us.
And until February 2015, visitors at Beaux-Arts Museum will also be able to look at the valuable Timbuktu heritage that Abdelkader Haidara is protecting.